This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in October of 2019. We're talking no other than Winston Goldcorp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WGMCF. Also, you can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol WGC. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the CEO of the company. He is Murray Nye. Murray, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back on again. It's a pleasure. And I really enjoyed our last chat. So it's nice for an update.
You guys are a junior mining company. You focus on advancing high-grade to low-cost mining opportunities in production, especially the one that you have over there, the Winston Goldcorp property in Helena, Montana. That being said, bring us up to speed. What's going on with the leasing paradigm mill?
Okay, yeah, I think that's a key milestone for the company. Of course, you know, if you're planning on mining, the other big capital-intensive part of mining is actually processing the ore. And in order to do that, of course, you need a mill. And, you know, for us to actually raise the money, build it, and permit it, you know, the permitting part probably could take up to a couple of years, maybe even longer. So, and also the capital requirements are anywhere from $4 to $10 million, depending on what you're doing. So there was an opportunity that came to us through actually one of the property owners of that we leased the mining claims off, and said you guys should check this mill out. It's called the Paradigm Mill, and we were originally going to be shipping ore to Barrick Gold and Sunlight Mine, and they're shutting down, and it's kind of suspect whether they're going to do any toll milling over there. There's another very good mill over in Phillipsburg, Montana, that we used prior to this company in a company called RX Exploration. We leased that mill for our milling purposes. But this one came about, the distance to our property, and it's to Phillipsburg is about 122 miles. So the trucking costs alone are around the $20 a ton range for that. 22 probably is more a realistic number, depending on what the fuel prices are. And then this mill came available. It's only 36 miles away, and the trucking costs are going to be maybe in the $8 to $10 range. So we save a tremendous amount on trucking. Also, the lease purchase, we leased it for 3 years with an option on the fourth and an option to purchase it. So the lease is roughly $10,000 cheaper a month, or maybe $15,000 even, than the Phillipsburg mill. And the toll rate is a lot less per ton that we can mill it. And the mill itself has been rebuilt. The owners have invested over $4 million in it. They've put a new tailings pond in. They've rehabbed most of the mill. There's still a little work that needs to be done to it to make it operational for us, but we're thrilled with that development. The savings that we generate are tremendous, and it goes all to the bottom line.
You know, you guys are working on another tunnel, the Carrabba Tunnel. Is that completed yet? Where are we at? Because I saw the press release that said that sometime in the third week of May, you guys might be completed.
Yeah, we just completed that. We just put a press release out here last couple of weeks on that. The Carrabba Tunnel was designed to go between two veins we had identified through drilling over the past 2-3 years. One vein is we named Block 93 vein because that's the previous workings that were shown on the map, so we just named it that. The other vein is known as the Parallel vein because it runs parallel to the Custer workings. We'd identified roughly on those veins put together 1,000 to 1,100 feet of strike length on those veins. They were the Block 93 averages maybe 3.5 feet wide, the Parallel 4 feet. And both of these veins were extremely high grade. The Parallel in the 4.4 ounces per ton range on average with our drilling, and the Block 93 around a third of an ounce, or 0.3 ounces, I should say, with our drilling. So it was decided that in order to start a mining process, in order to access those two veins, we drove the tunnel called the Carrabba Tunnel after Joe Carrabba, our chairman, roughly 900 feet to try and intersect some workings known as the Custer Number 1 tunnel. The reason we wanted to do that for several reasons. One, if we were able to intersect the Custer Number 1 tunnel, it would give us a secondary escapeway, ventilation. It would give us access to the old Custer workings, which we're very excited about. It would give us access to put drill stations underground. So the guys did a tremendous job. We drove the tunnel 900 feet without incident. The ground conditions weren't the best. We had to do a lot of support work, a lot of extra timbering, but they did a very good job. Around 500 feet, the ground became very good. We installed a muck bay roughly around the 500-foot area to haul the waste too, that we could muck out with a loader and get it out of the mine. That way, it was ideal for storage. And in doing so, they were off by 1 foot on the elevation. It was a remarkable job. The mining engineer, the geologist, and the miners did a tremendous job in completing that tunnel. And we did intersect that vein. And right now, we're in the process of developing that area.
And how about your development? Speaking of development, how about development to test mining timeline? Where are we at on that?
Okay, well, where we're at right now is, having intersected the tunnel number 1, we go left off of that tunnel towards what they call the Block 93 workings, and we go right over to the parallel line. So you go left one direction to one vein, right to the other. What we plan to do now is roughly drift about 200 feet parallel to the Block 93 workings, and that would enable us to, say, punch it more in the middle when we intersect the vein. If you can picture this, when we cross-cut the vein, then we were able to drive two ore headings, one left, one right, once you intersect it. And we're trying to do the same thing with the Custer, and we're in that phase of the development right now. That should be completed probably by the end of the month. And that would put us in a position where we can actually see what those veins look like and start a test mining program on those veins.
I did notice you guys did a private placement for $1.6 million. Did you finish that?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we completed that. The chairman, Joe Caraba, actually participated quite strongly in that. He provided about $700,000 of that number. Also, we had some very, very, I would call them very loyal shareholders that wanted to participate again, and they did because they liked the direction the company was going. That we're actually getting somewhere as far as actually producing some material that we could test mine and test mill, and hopefully produce some very good gold here in a very good gold market.
My guest today has been Murray Nye. He is the CEO of Winston Gold Corp, located there in Montana. You can find them on the OTCQB. Look them up. Their ticker symbol is WGMCF. You can find them on the CSE up there in Canada under the ticker symbol WGC. Again, this is one of my favorite gold plays. I think they're very, very undervalued here at 6 cents a share with a market cap around 10 million. And I think that if you give this company another year and a half, I think that you will be very happy with the return on it. But that's my personal opinion. Maria, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds. What is it that you want your stockholders, my listeners, to take away from today's interview?
I just I really appreciate the time in the interview and giving us the opportunity to update the shareholders. I think what's important to note is that we've been a little bit behind on actually getting the tunnel completed, and that was just Mother Nature that prevented us from doing that and the capital we had to work with. But it is completed. We have met the goals we've set for the company, and we're on our way to that test mining phase that we hope to do when we announce the tunnel. I'm really pleased that we were able to get that mill, because that's a key element in the whole process as far as being call it an integrated gold company, where we don't have to worry about who's going to mill our ore.
Right. You don't have to factor anything out. You can keep everything in house.
Right, exactly.
Murray, thank you so much for coming on the show. I greatly appreciate it. Only thing I ask is that you not wait 7 or 8 months to come back on. I want you to come back on in 50 or 60 days and give us an update what's going on.
I'd love to. I'd love to. Maybe we've produced some gold by then. And we too bad we can't use pictures on this, but we could certainly talk about some of the ore we're milling, hopefully, and what we're doing there.
All this right. program Cheers, is buddy. Entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them. or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.